I greet you from the lovely state of Texas, specifically the city of Austin, and I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, He indeed is Lord, Lord over all, Lord through all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Always have to remind you guys, always have to keep it in the forefront, that this entire thing that we live in while we're here in the earth belongs to Him. And the world that we have right now is allowed for by Him. The situation that we're in right now globally serves a much larger purpose of the living God. Just like even in the life that Jesus lived in the earth and all the oppression that He faced, all the struggles that He underwent, all of the things that took place in His own existence on earth in human form, served the greater purpose of God. And one thing that we always have to keep in mind is that there's much more going on than just our individual lives, than just our individual experiences. Yes, God cares about your life. He cares about your experiences. He cares about what's going on in your life. That said, there's something bigger going on than you and I. And there's something bigger going on than just what's going on with us. And I know sometimes, you know, in a world that seeks to get people to look at their own lives, their own situations, and get their minds focused on that separate from what's going on a much bigger scale. But to put your eyes on Christ, to focus your eyes and your heart and your thoughts on Him, will be in part your deliverance from the trap of the way that the world thinks. Because the way the world thinks is very selfish, very carnal, and ultimately brings about a lot of misery. You know, when people go the way of the world, and even when you engage in the way that the world thinks, there's incredible sorrow. You know, I've known people in my own life that have had everything that the world says is important, and yet they're incredibly sorrowful, stressed, angry, not so pleasant people to be around. And now, having things in the world, you know, and success in the world is not necessarily, that does not necessarily mean that you've gone the wrong way. But it's the focus and the priority of the heart. It's the place where you've stored your treasure. You know, store up your treasure above, where you know, store it up in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. You know, that's where we should be putting the most important things in our lives. So while we're here, you know, it's always one of the challenges that we always seem to come up against is, okay, how now do we live? So, you know, we begin down that process, and we give our lives to the living God. We give our lives to Jesus. And He saves us. He saves us from ourselves. He saves us from this world. He saves us from, you know, all the things that would hold us and keep us slaves, and creates a way out for us. But how now do we live after that? How now do we walk this thing out? And that process is being led by the Spirit. And the thing about being led by the Spirit is that the way that it works is the head will instruct each member of the body according to the direction and the purpose that He wants you to go. John chapter 3 and verse 3 says, actually, let's start at verse 1. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto Him, Rabbi, we know that Thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that Thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Now, to be born of the Spirit is to be born of God. To be born of the Spirit, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So, to be born of the Spirit is part of the process of walking out this life in freedom and in purpose and in what God intended you to do and to be. But the thing is that when you're born of the Spirit, you become free. And you're, Jesus Christ, by the power of His might, sets you free from the things that trap people in this world. And then we live our lives out according to the direction of His Holy Spirit, according to the direction of Him leading and guiding us. The direction of the head speaking directly to the body. Here's the thing. Okay, think about your own body. Now, God has done so many incredible things in nature to show us and to give us indicators of how the kingdom of God works. Even your own physical body is a representation of the spiritual body of Christ in the earth. So just like in our body, see, this is why you can see the malfunction of traditional religious systems. I don't care what the label are; they're all messed up. Because here's the thing: with the Spirit of God, the way that He works is the head, Christ, will speak to every part of the body as the body has need. And He will lead and guide the body according to the need. If you need to go somewhere, what happens? Your head sends a command through your body to do certain things to get you up off the chair that you're in and to move in a particular direction. And a lot of things start working in the body to accomplish that which the head is instructing it to do. So, you know, the hands may push down in the chair, the feet go underneath you, you will turn your head in the particular direction, your eyes will focus on something in particular, you know, you'll navigate whatever obstacles are in your way. But a lot of things happen. The heart starts beating a little bit stronger, your lungs take in a little bit more oxygen to be able to give the different muscles the supply of air that's necessary. You'll be accessing some energy stores that are in your body. All the different things that start happening that the head is coordinating, but the different parts of the body respond as the head instructs it. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the way that we are to live in the earth. No, we're all different parts of the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of His church. So when the head, by His Spirit, instructs His people, that's where you have to listen to the voice of the Spirit of God. You know, it's incredible. When you listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, you are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing in the right way according to God's intention. And you don't miss the things that God's doing. Now, sometimes one of the struggles that we have is, you know, in our own thinking, in our own natural thinking, sometimes it's tough to be patient because you want to see certain things happen. God's put something in your heart, an eager anticipation for something, and you want to see something happen. But at the same time, too, God knows his timing, and part of the reason why he may have put an anticipation in your heart for something is because he wants you to be prepared and ready for when the time comes that the opportunity presents itself. You know, other times, you know, you just got to be quick to respond. You know, I remember one time, and I was in Sri Lanka, and I was in the middle of some different things, and there was one morning that I went to go pray. And in the process of getting ready to go pray, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, I don't want you to pray right now. I want you to go here. Now, he didn't say, don't pray like that. In the sense that, let me clarify, we're supposed to be praying continually. But there's a difference between the act of prayer and the state of prayer. And the act of prayer is when you bow your knees before God and you pray and you are setting aside and committing that time to him. The state of prayer is you can be in a state of prayer all the time. You can be in a state of prayer where you are openly communicating with him and his spirit's communicating with you and you're hearing his voice all the time, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. That's the way that you're designed to be. But so that morning, I was going to go and set aside and to go and actually to go into the act of prayer. And God told me, I want you to go. I want you to go to this particular place. And, now here's the thing. If I went with a religious spirit, you know, and I was like, nope, this is the specific time, brother, that, I set aside this window of time every morning, and this is the time when, you know, I pray to the Father, and I could have been like that. But that's not what God was doing. He had somewhere he wanted me to be. And because I listened to his voice, and I got up, and I went to the place that he sent me, when I went to that place, I ended up actually meeting two people that God had sent to that specific spot. And long story short, we ended up, we totally hit it off. Both of us had, you know, all three of us had been, you know, the Spirit of the Lord was leading all of us. We ended up working together on projects for years to come. And now, if tons of things happened out of that me being in that particular place at that time. Had I not listened to the Spirit of God, had I been on the specific religious program of here's how I'm going to do it all the time for the rest of my life, and had I not been led by the Spirit of God, in the end, I would have missed God's timing, God's appointment, God's plan, God's purpose. When he had something to be in a certain place at a certain time in a certain way, God had that set up and designed. And God does that with his entire body. Why? Because he knows where every part of his true body is in the earth. And every part of his body that's listening to the sound of his voice is going to be in step with him. One joint supplieth the lack and the need of another. That's how it works. So as we listen, then we are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing in the right way. Just like that is why so many of you guys listen in here, because the Spirit of the living God, you get this straight from the throne of God. As I get it, it just goes straight there. It's right there. That's the only way we know how. And so, you know, as the Spirit of God gives us something, we put it out there as an encouragement and a witness unto you. And that's why so many of these messages resonate with you. These are things you already know. They're already in you. They're already there. The Spirit of God's already put it in you. And when you hear it, what it does is it reaffirms what God is already speaking to you. What God has already put in your heart. That's why it bears witness. That's why you listen. You know, I had a buddy of mine one time who was in India, and he said, most people want to know the will of God so that they can consider it, not so that they can actually do it. Now, that's something to keep in mind as you pray and ask God what he wants you to do, because you're responsible. And when God instructs you, the blessing that you will have, success is in the obedience. Okay? Success is in the obedience, not in the result, necessarily. The results, sure, in a natural level, in a human level, it's great to see results because that's something that is encouraging and rewarding to us. But from a spiritual level, not my will but thine be done. That is the place of success because God knows the bigger picture. He knows and understands what is going on. He knows and understands what's going to need to take place for something else to happen and to come. Think about the Old Testament prophets. How many of them, in the things that they did, the things that they wrote, the things that they scribed down, and I mean, the Bible is 66 different books written by 40 different authors over a 1500-year time period, in Hebrew, in Aramaic, in Greek. You know, you've got so many different other things coming together. And if each one of those guys did not listen to the voice of the Spirit of God that flowed through them to bring together this incredible living document, now, they didn't see in themselves the fruition and the fulfillment of what you and I now have that we carry around in our hand this day. I've got this incredible, gorgeous, beautiful Bible. Cornerstone Books, Barbara Marcotti, look her up online. Best bookstore in the world. Incredible stuff. And I've actually been there several times. Love Barbara, love the staff there. They're incredible people. But this Bible that I have in my hand, that I got at Cornerstone, picked it up in person, was a gift to me from them. The what it has taken throughout time to for that word to be there, for me to be able to have this in my hand this day, to have that owner's manual for my life and something that I can share from and share with you as directed by the Spirit of the Living God. All the struggle that people went through that's encapsulated in this book so that you and I have something that we can walk out and walk through, and we literally build on the labors of those that have come before us. You know, so even as Scripture talks about, you know, one man plants, another man waters, but God causes it to grow. And how there are those that have come before that have done all the heavy labor and we're just the ones that come through for the harvest. You know, all the people that have come before, golly, the things that they went through. I mean, look, I know some of you guys out there, I know sometimes it gets rough, and I know, you know, everybody knows, look, you have your struggles, all right? I don't want to take anything away from that, in that you do have things that you go through. At the same time, consider those that have come before. And, you know, there is no struggle that we go through that is not common to those that come through this life and the body of Christ that goes through the earth. And, you know, we all face challenges, we all face trials, we all face hardships, we face persecutions, we face things that are not right in the universal scheme of what is just and what is fair and all the rest of that. But you are a child of light and a child of truth. And if you will walk out this life as led by the Spirit of God and trust the one that's with you, that knows you, that sent you, that's leading and guiding you through the earth, you will see the manifestation of God's plan and purpose in and through you. You will know what fulfillment is. You will know what peace is. You will know what the purposes of God are. You know, listen, even with Faith Mix, you know, when we started this so many years back, you know, we didn't know what we were getting into, but we knew the Spirit of the Lord that was leading us to do it. So we just started, and as we've gone on, this has continued to grow and to become what it is. Have we arrived? No, you know, not at all. But we're in a process. And as we're in a process and as we're going, God is doing a work in and through this. And you are partakers in it. We bless you in His name. But also, too, it's like, it's, you know, it's just part of that. So, you know, sometimes, yeah, I know sometimes we get a little bit quiet, but that's just because God hasn't given us anything to say at the moment. See, if here's the thing, if God doesn't give us something to say, we really don't want to be talking. Because why would we want to speak when there's not something to be said? You know, I mean, if there's times when things just need to be quiet, then, you know, they need to be quiet. Sometimes it's just God wants to speak to you direct. You don't have to listen in. He'll speak to you right direct. This is just a supplement. This is just a support. This is just a kind of a road sign on the way, on the journey, that just kind of says, yes, you're going in the right direction. Yes, you know, God is with you. Yes, be encouraged. Yes, continue to love God with all your heart and trust Him, and He'll be with you as you go through. You know, do we face struggles? Yes, my brothers. Yes, my sisters, we face struggles. Is there a magic pill to make everything better and everything go away? You know what? Not really. Because, you know, a lot of these things that we have to go through, there's a bigger purpose for it. And I know sometimes it's a little bit hard to understand because, you know, it's difficult what we face. But at the same time, you know, when we look back, there's a grateful heart when you see what God has brought you through, and you see His faithfulness, and you see the purposes of God being manifest. I mean, for myself, I look back on a ton of challenging situations that I've gone through, and yet, as difficult and as painful and as troublesome as they might have been in my own life, at the time I was going through them, you know, from a place this day where I'm able to stop and to breathe deep and to rest and to look, I can see the hand of God in through and in all of it. And I look this day and I'm so grateful that God has taken me through to allow me to live a real life, an authentic life, to have possession of my soul, you know, to not be scalped like what the world wants to do to everybody and what it does to those that follow it. Listen, the people that go the way of the world will scalp you, you know, and it destroys people. You know, you become a cog in the wheel and your life is not your own. You just end up having to play that game. And, you know, the world is just sorrow. I mean, so many people, just to try to avoid dealing with the sorrow, they you know, are looking for every escape under the sun. And listen, I understand why people go that way, okay? You know, I understand why people, you know, drink themselves, smoke it up, sex themselves, do whatever it is. I understand why that's there. But the byproduct of that, for the most part, is people just want some... They want some relief from the nightmare that it is that they've signed up for. And they don't want to actually deal with the harsh and the real questions. The thing is, when you sober up, it's still there. The nightmare is still there. You know, the fact that you're a slave to a beast system that uses all of your labors to choke out light, to block truth and to destroy humanity. Yeah, that's a, you know, I can understand why people want to check their brains at the door. And they don't want to deal with the horror of that. But here's the thing. Salvation has been made. There's a way that's been made for you. You know, even in John chapter 3, as you keep going, verse 14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So, here's the thing. Rather than trying to medicate yourself, you know, out of, you know, the horror that you've signed up for, why not be done with it altogether? Why not be set free? Jesus Christ is the ultimate. You're free if you go to him. But the thing is you got to be willing to come into the light. You got to be willing to be exposed for who you are. You've got to be willing for your whole life to be opened up in light and truth, and for it to be made revealed and manifest who you are and who you are apart from him, and to be found in him, and to allow and to choose the salvation that he offers, the freedom that he offers, the light, the truth. You've got to want that. And you've got to surrender to him. Choose his lordship, his will, his way, his lordship, his kingdom come, his will be done. That's what you've got to want. And that's where you exercise your free will and choosing his. By choosing his will and praying, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. You transition out of being a slave to the world and you transition into being a son or a daughter of righteousness and truth and light and peace. And then he directs you by his Spirit. And by his Spirit, he'll show you. And he'll show you the way that you need to come out. What needs to happen in your life, he will show you. He will lead you. And this is where you've got to trust him. You know, I was doing a little reading recently, and it was interesting. One thing that it talked about was how the fear of public speaking for many people is actually even stronger than their fear of death. And I found that interesting. But part of the reason for that is because of the fear of ostracism, the fear of standing out, the fear of being of the consequences socially to the potential negative impact to somebody socially because they stand out. See, that's why so many people buy particular brands and products and all those kind of things, because they don't want to stand out. They don't want to be cut from the herd. They don't want to have to fend for themselves. They don't want to experience isolation and all of that. But the thing is when you know that Christ Jesus is the way, when you know that he's got the reality, you will be fine with losing anything and everything in this life if the result is that you would have Christ, that you would have truth, that you would know the truth, and that you would walk in that. And here's the thing, is that when you trust him in that, what you find out is that he actually gives you a real life. He actually gives you a full life. He actually gives you what you need. He actually has that which, you know, all the things that are in the world are fake. The friends people have in the world are fake. The opportunities the world presents you are fake. They're lies. They're deceptions. For a window of time, people think that they're real, but they're not. How do you know that your friends in the world are fake? Well, okay, stop being of any use or value to them in the world and see how much longer that they will hang out with you. You know, people in the world, you are only to the extent that you are a benefit to them. One way, shape, or form. Materially, physically, mentally, they can capitalize on you, whatever it is. But as soon as you stop being that to them, they will cut you off. That's how the world works. Welcome to the world where, as Christ Jesus saw value in every person for who they were, He loves you for who you are, not for what you can do for Him, but for who you are. He loves you for the core of how He's made you. You've been made in the fashion and in the image and the likeness of the living God. And He loves you, and He died for you to redeem you so that you could be in a relationship with Him. And the thing that's incredible is with the people of God, when they you know what? They care about you for you. You know, the closest friends that I have in the body of Christ, first of all, they're not even like friends. They're like family to me. You know, in the realm of the spirit, it's incredible how close you are to people. You know, in that realm, you know, it's like you've known them for all eternity. After you've met them for 5 minutes, you just pick up, and it's an incredible place. It's an incredible camaraderie. It's an incredible freedom that you have in your discussions with them. Another thing too, with the people in the spirit, is that they don't have a vested interest in the interactions. In that they're not trying to get something out of you. They're not trying to use you. They're not trying to find a way to angle something on you. They're open, they're transparent, and they genuinely care about you. That's what the people of God are like. Would to God that you would have some people that walk with His Spirit and know Him and are consummated with the Holy Spirit, and those people be in your life. Because they are incredible. If you have friends like that, your world is different. But the way that those friends come is the Spirit of God puts them in your life. He gives gifts unto people. He gives gifts unto men. The gifts that He gives are true brothers and sisters in Christ, led by His Spirit, connected up as the Spirit of God leads and guides them through their lives in the earth. So this here, you know, faith makes hate. This is a blessing that we put out as God gives it to us. We're grateful to God that it goes all over the world. We're grateful to God that it helps you guys. But, you know, don't just listen. Live it. Live it. Take courage and live it. You know what? Some of you guys, you listen and you hear it and you know it, but you won't act on it. God wants you to act on it. You know, I mean, it is meant to be your faith mixed with action, your faith combined with action. You're supposed to walk it out, not just listen, and not just listen from the sidelines. You are supposed to walk it out. So, you know, stop this just sucking up sermons and sucking up words, and continuing to live as a slave trapped between two worlds. Choose a side and go with it with all of your heart, and trust God that He will be faithful. See, when you've put yourself out there and you've launched your life on the Word, now God has you in a position where He can be miraculous. As long as you're a slave in Egypt, hey, you know, that you're not even in a position where He needs to show up for you. You're just trying to scrape by. But as soon as you trust God and you put yourself out there, you see His hand at work, you see His provision, you see His protection, you see His direction, you see Him working through everything. And your life becomes an incredible adventure, which is what people long for. You know what? I saw something interesting the other day where I was discussing with people how, you know, there's a contradiction inside of people in that on one level, people seek security and safety and consistency. But on another side, and the contradiction is that they also want uncertainty. They want, you know, some adventure, something to keep things alive. And the thing that's funny is because in the world what happens is this is why people, they bounce all over the place. Because on one side they want the security of, say, like a particular job. But then as soon as they have that, they get bored with their job, they get bored with their work. This is why also people, you know, they get into, you know, maybe they go get married and then they start messing around. Because, see, the difference is when somebody walks with Christ, all of a sudden you have both at the same time. That is the perfect merger. Because what happens is you have the security of being in Christ, and yet you have the adventure, the quote-unquote uncertainty of every day being whatever it is that the Spirit of God would lead and guide you into. And while the world can only have one or the other, you get the perfect merger of both in Him, and consequently, you find fulfillment in your walk with Him. Incredible. And only available in Christ. Only available in Christ Jesus. Only available by the leading of His Holy Spirit. That's it. You can't find it anywhere else. It's not available anywhere else. God has the goods. That's why His people are living the abundant life. His true people walk out the truth. They walk out the abundant life. Listen, trust God. Believe Him. Go forward in His promises and purposes, and watch as He continues to do and be faithful to you on His side. And He is, and He will, and He always will be. Trust Him. Love Him with all your heart. Love one another. Pray for one another. Be good to each other. In Jesus' name. All right. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us in mail. And thank you guys so much for those of you that are writing in and saying hi. We really appreciate it. And yeah, you know, we try to write back as much as we can. But, you know, forgive us if we don't get, you know, back to you right away, or if sometimes something gets missed. But just know that we do read the things that come in. And, you know, that we love you guys and we do pray for you. So keep on keeping on. And say hi, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. Love you guys. God bless. Bye.